This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, March 13th, brought to you by the National Oilseed Processors Association. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Today, two major commodity organizations sent a letter to fertilizer manufacturers Mosaic and Simplot asking them to withdraw support for countervailing duties on fertilizer imports from both Morocco and Russia. The American Soybean Association, its 26 state soy affiliates, the National Corn Growers and other organizations sent a letter urging fertilizer manufacturers Mosaic and Simplot to withdraw the request for duties they say are driving up input costs for farmers. In a press release, ASA President Scott Metzger says U.S. farmers facing significant economic pressure and high fertilizer prices only add to those challenges. The countervailing duties on phosphate fertilizer imports played a major role in the high cost of inputs for soybean production. Traders will be watching closely for news Sunday from meetings between the U.S. and Chinese officials in Paris. The leaders that include U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent will conclude 2 days of talks Sunday, setting the stage for President Trump to visit China scheduled for the end of the month. Now, as of March 5th, total export commitments to China, just over 40 million bushels for soybeans. That's still below the 440 million bushel target set at the end of October. This week, the Food Security Leadership Council said that the United States is at risk of losing its edge in agriculture innovation to China without an uptick in research and development investments. A recent report from the group says the U.S. share of global public agriculture R&D spending has fallen from more than 20% in 1960 to 11.5% in 2011. The council reports that China's spending is double that of the U.S., though spending levels directly correlate to new patents. U.S. patent count continues to fall. China's numbers continue to grow. China's also producing more peer-reviewed scientific papers in the ag space. That innovation can benefit farm productivity and sustainability, as well as keep food costs down. China's also expanding its economic relationship with Africa. A University of Illinois study reports China's increasing both trade and market access across the continent. China's 2013 Belt and Road Initiative initially focused on infrastructure, but now it's increasingly tied to broader trade expansion. Total China-Africa trade rose to over $295 billion in 2024. That's almost three times the amount between the U.S. and Africa. You can read more on these stories at agripulse.com. In other news, the NOAA Climate Prediction Center said the climate system expected to shift to neutral from La Nina over the course of the next month. The climate system expected to stay neutral through the spring before transitioning to an El Nino over the summer. The agency gives a 62% chance for the climate to turn back to El Nino between June and August. Forecasters say El Nino typically brings wet and cool conditions to the southern states, then warmer and drier conditions further north. A dry summer could affect the yield of crops growing across the Corn Belt, especially given dry soils already in place before spring planting begins. Rates for shipping grains overseas from U.S. ports are climbing. In its grain transportation report, the USDA said shipping grains from the Gulf to Japan was $58 a metric ton, 6% higher than last week, 16% higher year to date. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the National Oilseed Processors Association. America's oilseed processors have invested billions of dollars to expand crush capacity right here at home, creating real jobs in rural communities and adding value to the soybeans grown by American farmers. These facilities don't just process crops. They keep value in America, strengthening local economies and connecting farmers to food, feed, and fuel markets around the world. But to protect that investment and keep American agriculture competitive, we need strong renewable fuel standard volumes that puts America's farmers and manufacturers first. The infrastructure is here. The farmers are ready. It's time for policy certainty. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.